Philip Faustman joined the Army in 2012, just after the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I waited for the repeal, and so I joined the Army to kind of prove that I could do it, you know?
He says he suffered sexual trauma that led to a diagnosis of PTSD and depression. Discouraged, he left the military in 2015.
When I first got out, just kind of felt alone and no one was really helping me. I didn't feel like I was connected to anybody, and so I had my suicide attempt.
Periodically homeless, he didn't turn to the VA. He found the enrollment process daunting. Instead, the San Diego native says he tried a private clinic in New Orleans.
It was a religious program, but I didn't realize how like overly religious it was, that they didn't approve of homosexuality. So it was just kind of like every day was berating and just, it wore on me.
The year after a veteran leaves the service is a vulnerable time. Veterans describe the experience as almost like losing a family. The VA knows these new vets have a higher rate of suicide than the overall veteran population. Faustman counts 3 suicide attempts in the last 2.5 years. But recently, Veterans Village, a San Diego nonprofit group, helped him apply for his military paperwork, and he's now enrolling in VA mental health care. He just wishes it had happened sooner.
I would have had that immediate access to therapy, to seeing the doctor, to, you know, instead of just waiting, hoping to, you know, fill out the right form and eventually get called.
The VA is about to target transitioning veterans by automatically enrolling nearly all of them into VA mental health care for 12 months. When you leave the service, you're in, without a lot of paperwork or hassle. Carolyn Allard headed the San Diego VA program on sexual and interpersonal trauma until she left for private practice 6 months ago. She's seen the risk factors among her clients.
They are at high risk for having the mental health conditions that contribute the most to it, like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, like depression, which goes hand in hand with PTSD often. They're also at high risk for traumatic brain injury, which also is a risk for suicide.
The VA has the most experience treating those risk factors.
Can 1 year really make all that much of a difference?
It can. Actually, some of our most effective treatments for PTSD take, you know, 12 weeks on average.
President Trump signed an executive order requiring the VA within 60 days to begin automatically enrolling new veterans in mental health care. The problem is the VA and the military have always struggled to coordinate. Allard and others who work with the VA worry that's way too fast.
I don't see it happening very quickly. The VA is a huge entity, bureaucracy, like any other big bureaucracy. Things are not going to move fast.
The VA hasn't outlined how the new program will work. It estimates 32,000 veterans will take advantage of it. Senior administration officials say it will cost more than $100 million, but no new money has been allocated. Sherman Gillums Jr. is worried about the execution. He helped veterans file for benefits in San Diego before becoming AmVet's chief strategy officer.
And when you're talking about a few million people getting out in the next 5 years and offering them a service, you'd better be able to take care of those who already are in the system and need the services. And mental health was an area where the Department of Veterans Affairs needed to do a lot of work.
Veterans organizations like AmVets hope to help the VA hammer out the details. They'll have to work quickly. The White House deadline is March 9th. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.